Good morning. Boy, it's good to be here this morning. I want you to know that. As we come this morning, I want to share something from the Word of God. I know you're hot. I know you're in a place right now where it is warm. But I thank God this morning that He's allowed us to come to His house. I'd want to start off this morning with saying, as I stood here this morning watching, worshiping God in a mighty way. Doing what God has called us to do. And I got a title this morning that God gave me, and He gave it to me a while back. And the title of my sermon this morning is, It Ain't Over. I'd like to say to the Jerry Norris family, it ain't over. Praise God. I'd like to say to the Jeffries family, whoo, it ain't over. I'd say this morning that Satan is a defeated foe. I would say this morning that Satan will not win. He is a loser this morning. I would say this morning that we are the victors this morning through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you believe that this morning, can I get an amen? Amen. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 28. If you'll turn with me there this morning to Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 28, we'll begin our reading this morning. And I just want to say it ain't over. It's the title of my message this morning, it ain't over. Folks, I want you to know we as a church body, we've been through a lot, we've seen a lot. But God has emplaced on my life and down in my spirit this morning that it ain't over. That God's going to do a work in my life and He's going to do a work in your life like we have never seen. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 28, the Bible says, Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Let us pray. Father God, I love you, and Father, I thank you. Lord God, I'm asking you this morning to touch these people's life. Lord God, this morning we've been through a lot as a church, but Father God, even though we felt like our back was against the wall, Father God, we've never been where Jesus was with our back against a cross. Lord God, I pray this morning you take this message and give it to this church family this morning and let them know that it ain't over. Father God, you've not left your throne that's in glory. Father God, you've not left nothing behind. You know exactly what we've been through. Father God, you had been there yourself. Lord God, there's not a valley we went through that you didn't go through with us. And Lord God, there's not a mountaintop that we've been on that you've not been there as well. Lord God, I pray for this congregation that you would strengthen us, watch over us, and give us a spirit of it ain't over. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say be honored and pleasing and glorifying to your name. It's in the holy name of Jesus I ask and do pray. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, you say, you may be seated. I look around and hey, people had got out and stood for the reverence of God's word. As we come this morning, we see Isaiah, he wrote that we may get weak. And we may grow weary, but as we read the Word of God, He says, it ain't over. And this morning, I want to give you four reasons that it ain't over this morning. I want to give you four things that it ain't over this morning. Starting in verse number 28, we see that it ain't over because of God's position. Not nothing that you and I are in, but because of his position. The Bible says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary." This morning we see his position. He is an unchangeable God. In Hebrews 13:8, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Friends, I want you to know he is an unchangeable God. Hey, the times that we went through and the things that we have seen as a church, I want you to know he is unchangeable. He don't change and he don't move. He stays the same. And he calls on us in times like this, hey, to show up so he can show out in our life. He says, I want you to know he's an unchangeable God. He is everlasting God in what he does. He says he's an unchangeable God, but also he is uncontrollable. Friends, this morning he said, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not. Not only is he unchangeable, but he is uncontrollable. He fainteth not and he grows not weary. In the times that we've been in, I've seen, I know you've been in places that you didn't know what to do or where to go. Friends, I want you to know the position God's in. We can always look to him and lean on him because of his position. And look at this morning. He says, not only is he unchangeable, not only is he uncontrollable, hey, but this morning he is incalculable. Hey, this morning you can't calculate God up. I want you to know you can't calculate God. I can't calculate what he's doing. I don't understand what he's doing. I'm just getting right where he's at and I'm letting him do what he do. Amen. He says in Psalm 147 in verse number 5, great is our Lord. Great is our Lord and of a great power. His understanding is infinite this morning. His understanding this morning is limitless and without end. What God does is limitless and it's without end. I don't understand this morning why we got a million-dollar building behind us and he wants us to be in a parking lot this morning. I don't understand this morning why he does what he does, but I do know this morning that he does not change. He does not weary. He does not faint. He stays true to what he has called you and I to do. Friends, I want you to know I've been right where you're at. Hey, I've been in a valley. Hey, I've been in that place. Hey, but I got good news this morning. Hey, the only way you'll see that lily of the valley is if you go through that valley. If you're looking for the lily this morning, he is in your valley this morning. He's right where you're at this morning. He's not left you. He's not turned his back on you. If anything this morning, he's drawn just a little bit closer to you this morning. Whoa, glory, hallelujah. He says it ain't over because of God's position. This morning it ain't over because God's position. Because the position that God is in, it ain't over. Friends, this morning the only way it'll be over is when God says it's over. But let me give you this in verse number 29. Not only did he say it ain't over because of God's position, but look here. In verse number 29, he says, it ain't over because God's power. He said not only the position that God's in, but the power that God's got. It ain't over because of God's power. Look what he says. He says in verse number 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. It ain't over because of God's power. He giveth that power to the one that is weak. He giveth that power to the one that is in need. Friends, this morning he does not give the power to the one that thinks they already got the power. He doesn't give that power to the one that thinks he can do it in his own power. He gives that power this morning to that one that knows he's weak, to that one that knows he can't do it on his own. He gives that power to the one. I want you to know that the strength is getting weak. This morning, if your strength's getting weak, if you feel like you're falling or a failure this morning, I want you to know God, he will give you that power so you can see through the storms of this life. He says he giveth that power to the ones that faint, to the ones that get fall. Hey, look what he says. He says he gives that power to the ones that faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. He increases their strength. What this church has been through, what we've been through as a congregation, I want you to know, I got to a place in my life, and maybe you got here. I said, Lord God, I don't know what to do. Lord God, I don't know what you got going on. Lord God, I don't know why you sent this COVID this way. Lord God, I don't know why this is. I do understand. You say, well, God didn't send COVID, but in my little weak mind, I want you to know, he may have not have sent it, but I know he's got power over it. I know he's got control over it this morning. And I said, Lord God, I don't understand why you're doing what you do, but I do know this, I'm going to put my faith in you. Folks, this morning, I don't know. Folks, I don't know this morning why we've had to go through what we went through as a church. I have no idea this morning. But I do know this, God has not changed. He's still in the same position and He still has the same power. And He says, I want you to know, I'm going to give my power to the one that is fainting. I'm going to give my power to the one that has fallen. And I'm going to give my power to the ones that will follow me this morning. I want to give you something this morning, and you get this if you don't get nothing else. I'm talking about God's going to give you His power. You know what? When you don't feel like praying, you know what you need to do? You need to pray. When you don't feel like praying, that's when you need to pray. This morning, I want to give you something else. When you don't feel like worshiping, you know what you need to do? You need to worship. Oh, yeah. So, preacher, how do you know this? Man, in this last month we've been through, there have been times I didn't even want to pray. I didn't feel like praying, but the Holy Ghost, it would prick my heart and tell me when I don't feel like doing it, that's when I need to do it the most. When you don't feel like praying, that's when you need to pray the most. When you don't feel like worshiping, that's when you need to worship the most. Hey, when you don't feel like reading God's Word, that's when we need to read it the most. When you don't feel like coming to church and coming to this place, that's when we need to come the most. Friends, I want you to know, when we get to that place and we don't feel like doing it, that's when we need to do it. When we feel like we don't need to or we don't feel like doing it, that's when we need to. Let me show you this. He says this morning, not only is over, it ain't over because of God's position and because of God's power, but He opens the power of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And here's what I have told the Lord, and I pray you get here with me this morning. I pray you get here with me this morning. Lord, either lighten my load. Get this morning. Lord, either lighten, this is where I was at as your pastor. Lord, either lighten my load or strengthen my back. Lord God, either lighten my load. You've got to do something. The weight is too heavy. The burden is too heavy. Woo! Lord God, either lighten my load. Or Lord God, if you won't lighten my load, just strengthen my back. Friends, I want you to know this morning, there's some of you He's not going to lighten the load on because He knows your back is strong enough to carry it. Lord, He's going to put something on you. I want you to know this morning, He never puts nothing on you that He knows that you can't handle this morning. Lord God, either lighten my load or strengthen my back. Folks, this morning as a church, I want you to know He did not choose to lighten our load. He has chosen to strengthen our back. You know what? This morning as I looked around this parking lot, I wasn't looking for not one visitor. I could care less if a visitor come. You know who I was looking for? I was looking for you, the faithful. I was looking for my family. Man, I was looking for the ones that I ain't seen in a while. I was looking for the ones that I know have been toting a burden. And God just strengthened them right through it. Folks, this morning, let me give you this. Not only do we see that because it ain't over because of God's position. Not only is it not over because of God's power, but it ain't over because God has a plan. He has a plan for you and He has a plan for me this morning. The only way to get in that plan that God has for you is to get right where God is in the position He's in. Get in His position, get in His power, and you'll be in His plan. Right where He'd have you to be. This morning I want to show you this in the text this morning. He says not only in verse 28 and 29, but I want you to look with me in verse number 30. He says it ain't over because of God's position. It ain't over because of God's power. But in verse number 30 He says it ain't over because it's God's plan. He says in verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary and the young men shall utterly fall. He said, I want you to know, there's going to come a time in your life that you're going to faint and you're going to fall and you're going to get weary. He said, but I want you to know it ain't over because that's His plan. His plan is that when we get weak, He can renew us. Look what He says in verse number 31. But they that wait upon the Lord. Hey, they that wait upon the Lord. Hey, Miss Judy. They that wait upon the Lord. Hey, Miss Beth Jeffries. They that wait upon the Lord. Friends, I want you to know, He says they that wait upon the Lord, He will strengthen them. He will give them what they need. in the time of their need this morning. Friends, he says this in the Word of God. He does that in his plan so he can renew us. Friends, I want you to know this morning, these families that has lost loved ones, that's been on my heart so much, and the only person that'll get them through this is God Almighty this morning. Friends, he says, I want you to know he will renew us. He will revive us this morning, and he will raise us up this morning. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord, because it's God's position, it's God's power, and his plan, he will renew us, he will revive us, and he will raise us up. He will raise us up. I know you're hot right where you're at this morning. Man, that sun's beating down, and I'm going to be quick, but I want you to know it ain't got nothing on hell. Wake up. Hello. Hey, it's hot out there this morning, but you listen to this old preacher. It ain't nothing compared to what hell's going to be. Friends, I want you to know this morning, there's a place a whole lot hotter than that parking lot this morning. And friends, you say, preacher, do you believe there's a hell? Hey, if I believe there's a heaven, I got to believe there's a hell this morning. And I believe God's got a plan for you, and he's got a plan for me. And that plan was he hung Jesus on a cross called a Calvary. Friends, I want you to know he hung on that cross, and he bled and died for the situation that we're in this morning, that we would look to him, we would draw strength from him, and we would call on his name this morning. He says, not only do you get there and you see that he has this, and he has this plan for your life, but he works his plan to his good. He works his plan to his good and what he would have you to do. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strengths, and they will mount up with wings as eagles. Let me give you this morning. You know what an eagle does? An eagle comes out of that valley. He's no longer in that valley. He is soaring. He is soaring high above the situation that's going on. You know what something else an eagle don't do? An eagle don't trip or fall. An eagle don't get to that place where he sees it's God's plan and he's in that valley and he sees what's going on. But when God raises him up, he can soar over all the stumps, all the sloughs, all the things in life that would get him down. He sees what God's going to do. And this morning as a church, God's going to mount us up. God's going to raise us up as a church stronger than we've ever been. Friends, I believe that on the authority of God's Word, that he's going to raise us up this morning. And he says in the Word this morning that he had a plan for us. He wants us to raise up and see what that plan is this morning. And let me give you this. It ain't over because God had a plan. He renews us. He said we can see more clear. The higher you get, the clearer you can see. The higher you get, the clearer you can see. The higher you get with God, the clearer you can see what he has for your life, and you will not stumble and you will not fall. But let me give you this. Not only it ain't over because God's position, because of God's power and his plan, but it ain't over this morning because we're God's people. We're not his people that has no hope. We have hope. We have hope in God Almighty. And God is our hope this morning. And he says that it ain't over because we are God's people this morning. I have used this illustration before, but I want to use it again. I feel like it's just fitting for this time right here, right now. And I want to share it with you this morning. I love this. Man, I love using this illustration about it ain't over. If you know who Rocky Balboa is, honk that horn. I love this illustration. You know what happened in Rocky number 4? In Rocky number 4, he was going to retire and he was going to quit. He had done all he was going to do, and he was going to give up, and he was done. It was over. And he raised up a young Tommy Gunn. Y'all know where I'm going with this. And he raised up young Tommy Gunn, and young Tommy, man, he had done beat everybody. And he was the champion, man. He done beat everybody. But there was just one man there, and he said, you ain't the champion. He said, there's one that you've not beat, and that is the guy that taught you. You've not beat Rocky. You've not beat Rocky. And you know what Rocky was doing? He was down there, and he had got to that place, him and Polly. And they was at that place, and they was sitting there having a good time. And there was somebody outside, and he hollered, Rocky Balboa! Rocky Balboa! And they said, there's somebody hollering for you, Rock. Friends, I want you to know this morning, oh, Satan, you know what he's doing to this church? You know what he's doing to you? He's hollering your name. He's got your number, and he's hollering your name, and he's hollering it from the outside, and he wants you to know that he's going to defeat you, and he's going to destroy you. And oh, he come in there, and you know what he did? He hit Polly and knocked him down. And Rocky, he said, hey, you knocked him down, now knock me down. That's what Jesus is saying this morning. You may have whooped on them, but you can't whoop on Jesus. Boy, that ought to, hallelujah, glory to God. But here's where it gets good. Oh, Rocky went out into the street. And old Tommy Gunn got the best of him. I mean, he whooped him down. And as old Rocky was down on the ground, old Tommy Gunn was going to walk off. And old Rocky looked up and he said, Hey, Tommy! This morning as your preacher, I'm hollering, hey, devil! In the name of Jesus, it ain't over! It ain't over! It ain't over! Whoa! It ain't over. You know what he told him? He said, I ain't heard no bell. It ain't over. Folks, this morning, if I can give you anything as your pastor, it ain't over. I ain't heard no bell. Hey, I ain't seen the sky busted open. It ain't over. We still got hope. We still got peace because we are God's people this morning. I don't know what you're going through or what you've been through, but I want you to know it ain't over. In the name of Jesus, you tell old Satan it ain't over. You may have come against me one time. You may have had a heyday for a little while. But I want you to know he knows where his end is. And this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just want to scream out. I've been called, hey man, you're just too loud. You just preach too loud. You're just too loud. You're hard to hear. So I want you to know, when you realize somebody saved your soul from a devil's hell, you're going to get loud. Hey, you're going to get loud. You're going to start screaming it from the mountaintop because you know that God is still on his throne. He is still in that position. He still has all the power. Friends, he has the position. He has the power. And he has a plan for you because you're his people this morning. And he's wanting to move on you this morning. If I can give you anything this morning, it ain't over. It ain't over. We may have been through, but it ain't over. I want to say this morning to Brother Jerry's family, it's hard, man. I want you to know. I know it's hard for you this morning to get up. I know it's hard for you to get up every morning. It's got to be. I cannot imagine where you're at. But I know this right here. I can say on the authority of God's word, it ain't over. I can say on the authority of God's word in 2020, Brother Jerry Norris has got 2020 vision. Whoa, God. Whoa. Good gracious alive. I'm going on the authority of God's word, it ain't over. Brother Jerry can see better than he ever seen. Hallelujah, and his family's here to testify of it. If there's any family that shouldn't that had an excuse not to be here this morning, it'd be that family. I want to say to the Jeffries family this morning, it ain't over. It ain't over. I want you to know this morning, Brother Larry, don't have to worry about that liver this morning. It ain't over. Folks, I want you to know this morning, he's better than he's ever been. He's more alive than he's ever been. And folks, this morning, if I can give you anything as your pastor, I want to encourage you to let you know that it ain't over. It ain't over. If there's lungs in them breath, it ain't over. When that breath leaves them lungs, it ain't over. You know what? For the saved man, it's just begun. Maybe this morning you need to come to an old-timey altar and do business with an old-timey God. You said we're supposed to social distance, preacher. Yeah, but not from God. Whew. Not from God. Folks, we not from God. Not from God this morning. If I can give you anything this morning, I'm going to let it go right here because you're hot and I'm hot. I asked you, did you know Rocky? And everybody tooted the horn. But I'm going to ask you a question now. Do you know Jesus? And more important than that, Brother David, is that Jesus knows you. Is that Jesus knows you. And if I can give y'all anything, it ain't over for none of you in this parking lot. If there's anything, it's just going to get better and better. Or as I like to say, it's just going to get gooder and gooder. Let us pray. Father God, I love you. I thank you this morning that this is your plan. Father God, we're right in your plan, right where you'd have us to be. Lord God, I pray this morning for these families that's here. Father God, I know this is different, but you're different. Lord, I pray this morning that you have your will and way in this service. If I can give this congregation anything that you've given me through all this, it is not over. Oh, Satan's trying to isolate us from one another. Oh, Satan's trying to keep us from doing what we've called to do, to reach up to you, to reach over to one another and love on one another and to reach out. But Lord God, this church is stronger than it's ever been. Lord God, this morning we're stronger than we've ever been. Lord, we've been through a valley as a group of believers. Lord God, as families here gathered this morning, we've been through a valley. And all we can do this morning is look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I pray this morning, Father, that they be a man, woman, boy, or girl here this morning that's lost, dying, going to a devil's hell, that's never been born again. They get to that place in their life that they realize they can't keep doing what they're doing. They need to be born again. Lord God, I pray you to do the work in their life. Lord God, this morning, so much anxiety, so much nervousness this morning, Father God, we all have on us in the time that we live in. So much stress, so much going on. Lord God, the only place we can look to is you. And this morning, we look to you for all the victory, all the power and all the glory. Lord, I pray this morning that when we leave this place, we can say it's been good just to gather at the house of God. Lord, you're wanting to do a work in our lives. Lord, just as them cars that they're in are heating up, Father God, that's what you're wanting to do in our life. You're wanting to heat us up. Not that we be lukewarm, but that we be on fire for you. And Lord God, I pray this morning, you have your will, you have your way. I do love you and I do thank you. And I thank you for the cross, but more than all, I thank you for Jesus Christ. Lord, have your will and way in this service, and it be in Jesus' name. Amen.